The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Malcolm Byrne, Fianna Fáil TD, joins me. He is the chair of the New Oireachtas Committee focusing on artificial intelligence. Malcolm, what is the purpose of this committee?
Well, good afternoon, Kieran. So the purpose of the committee, and it's a new committee, is to lead public debate around how artificial intelligence is changing so many aspects of Irish society. And it's about trying to position Ireland from a policy perspective as a leader in the responsible use of artificial intelligence, how we can encourage innovation in AI, how we can ensure artificial intelligence can be used to improve public services for the betterment of all of our citizens. And certainly within the programme for government, there's a very clear commitment towards digitisation and the use of AI to be able to do that. But I think a lot of it is about trying to demystify what's happening with AI. Yes, there is some hype, but have no doubt we're seeing it already beginning to happen. Almost every aspect of our lives and of the economy is going to be touched by how AI and other new technologies are going to change things. And this is really about having that debate in public and preparing us for that.
So the end goal in your mind, maybe not so much of the committee, but ultimately of policymakers like yourself, is what in this country? Is it an environment of kind of regulation whereby our focus is safeguarding citizens, or is it one of innovation?
It's a mix of both. And I think this idea that regulation and innovation are mutually exclusive is not the case. You need to obviously have innovation. You need to ensure how artificial intelligence and those who are using AI for either helping us to do things in a much better way or creating new AI companies, we need to ensure that the space is there to allow them to do that. But equally, we obviously need to ensure that citizens are confident in that the guardrails are in place and that it's used safely. And the other side is really around a big public debate, that people understand the potential and opportunities that AI and other new technologies present, but also the threats and harms that could result. So what we're hoping to do with this new committee, and I was very honoured to be asked by the Taoiseach to chair it, is to hold a number of public hearings where we will hear from a wide variety of individuals involved in everything from healthcare to transport to the higher education sector to what's happening in our schools, to hear about the potential of AI, to hear about concerns that people have, and that we really have that public debate. Because you know, Kieran, I mean, there's hardly a week goes by without your programme featuring some story involving AI. If we read our newspapers, we see lots more stories around artificial intelligence being used. Only recently, for instance, the United Arab Emirates became the first country in the world using AI to write some of its legislation. Now, whether that is a good or a bad thing and what guardrails are in place, we should be debating a lot of those issues. Increasingly, artificial intelligence is being used in healthcare. It's transformative in being able to pick up tumours and other diseases. And then also in terms of the creation of new drugs, what safeguards are in place, what's going to happen in the world of employment. I'm not one of those who believes that, you know, robots are going to replace humans, but certainly we are going to move into a world where workers who use artificial intelligence are going to replace workers who don't.
Do you think we've erred from a European perspective too much on the side of regulation in recent years when it comes to not just AI, but other areas of technology and innovation as well?
Well, there's a bit of an argument around that in certain areas. And if you have over-regulation and too much red tape, you can certainly stymie people from being able to be innovative. And I think there is a challenge for Europe as to how we can ensure that we have an enterprise base. And that's, you know, there are broader issues. And I think in terms of, for instance, the report by Mario Draghi around Europe's competitive edge, I think we need to address those issues. And I know it will be on the agenda for Ireland's presidency of the EU next year. But at the same time, you have to have regulation. You cannot just, particularly in terms of some of the areas of enterprise, allow companies to go off and use citizens' data, which will be what AI will be trained on without having the necessary guardrails in place and that people can trust that will be used. And I think we need to learn from what happened with social media, which, you know, there was effectively a wild west without regulation and all of the harms that have been caused from that. We need to learn from that. But I'm not one of those who believes that, you know, innovation and regulation are mutually exclusive. You've got to get the balance right. And part of that is around having public confidence in it, but having a public debate around all of the issues.
And will you be looking specifically at just the technology and its impact on different industries and on a day-to-day life and public services, or will it be a broader look at other issues that are AI related, like power generation? We had this kind of remarkable statistic, and I don't have it at the top of my head, Sam Altman, the man behind OpenAI, so ChatGPT, talked about how many kind of kilowatts every day of energy are wasted by people just saying please and thank you to ChatGPT.
It is. I mean, certainly the questions around infrastructure and data center use, and they're going to be very live questions. Modern data centers are heavily reducing, you know, the amount of energy that they require. But certainly it is a debate that we need to have. The intention behind this is, you know, that we will have public hearings in the Oireachtas, but that there would be an input from citizens generally. We would like people to feel that they could tune in and learn about what is going on, but also have an input. And certainly the questions around the environmental impact of data centers will be considered. My personal view is I think data centers are very much necessary. And I think if you look at the modern generation of data centers, particularly the company Echelon, which is basing itself outside Arklow, when you see the modern data centers, which are heavily reducing the amount of data used, that's welcome. It's also tied, obviously, into our need to invest in renewable energies and particularly in offshore wind. So that debate is there. But equally, it is around, you know, how are we going to use AI? And I mean, it's at the teaching conferences this week, there's obviously a big debate going on around the use of artificial intelligence within schools and whether students should use it. I think it's going to be important, not just to hear from teachers, though, by the way, but from students, from those who are education, you know, who have an interest in the education space, about when it is appropriate to use large language models like ChatGPT. I don't think you can, this approach of the idea of banning technologies never works.
No.
But what we have to do is we've got to ensure that when the technologies are put in place, we have the right ethical framework and the guardrails, and that Ireland can be a global leader in understanding and also utilising it for everyone's best purpose.
Yeah, I tend to be a bit of a techno-optimist in this regard, but I'm conscious of people out there listening to this who might feel their jobs are under threat. You know, and they'll read things or they'll hear things on this show and elsewhere, experts saying, listen, if you're doing rule-based repetitive work, lots of data, that's the type of job that won't exist in the future. So what do you say to those people?
Well, it is true. We are going to see, you know, a quite dramatic upheaval in the world of work. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, robots are not going to replace workers, but workers who use artificial intelligence will replace workers who don't. So what's critical for us is that we all are ready to upskill and reskill to be able to use the new technologies to do the jobs of the future. And certainly I know, and I've been working quite closely with James Lawless, the Minister for Further Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science, around how we can adapt our systems to ensure we can upskill and reskill. I certainly know quite a number of our universities are already looking about, you know, how they can build in AI skills into all of their our programs. And I've no doubt it's yes, it is going to be a challenge. And yes, there will be jobs that will be displaced. But like any new technology, it will create a lot more employment. And this is part of our challenge, which the AI committee will be looking at, is what do we need to do to ensure that all of our citizens are ready to avail of those opportunities?
Brian in Dublin says, people have always freaked out about novel technologies. When trains were first introduced, people thought the rapid speed of 20 miles an hour would be enough to suck the air out of your lungs. Perhaps we should all take a deep breath and chill. Brian, thank you for the text. Malcolm Byrne, Fianna Fáil TD, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.